Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Hello, Lou. Happy Tuesday, my friend. How are you?
Happy Tuesday to everybody. Logan, it's been a pleasure the last week. And Patty had a nice chat this morning. Nice to reconnect. And Mr. Nault, well, you're just one of the best. So it's delightful to have you on the program today.
Happy to be here, pal. And yeah. I know you guys talked a lot about rookies yesterday. And Pat, we're diving in, continuing on the blue line today. As I understand it, Lou, Yan Kuznetsov is in focus for you today.
He is in focus for me, and he will be in focus for me come Thursday when we're at the rink, which is a nice sound, and can't wait to be back watching hockey with my own two eyes again in person. Kuznetsov, well, really intrigues me. 6'4", 215 pounds, played for Russia at the World Junior. I'm sure we'll be slated to do that again. He's only 19 years of age. He's been in North America for a while, a couple years at the University of Connecticut last year, or earlier this year, I shouldn't say that, last season, played six games to get his feet wet in Stockton, which is where I'm sure he will be found this season, along with his Russian friends at Christmas time. And I think he's one of the guys that we're going to watch shortly that has a chance to be an NHL player. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm excited about watching him going forward.
He's interesting to me because you see so little of a guy when he is selected at a college. And when he got selected, I remember Will and I were doing draft coverage in the boardroom upstairs, and you're like, okay, so you don't know a lot about him, but then you get your first opportunity to see him on a little bit more of a world stage. And some of the things that you were told, you're like, okay, I see some of those things, but you still don't know until you see him. And, the skating surprised me. And yeah, all of a sudden he went from a guy I didn't know a whole lot about to all of a sudden this guy, there's a lot of potential. So you really see NHL hockey in the future for him, hey?
I do. I think it's going to take some time. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to happen now or even next year. But I do. I mean, he's a second round pick. He's already played in one world event. And I think that's always significant when you think of the country that he comes from. He's got great size. And even going back, my first viewing, guys, was in the championship final on television of the World Junior A Challenge. And I don't watch a lot of modern day young defensemen and go, defensively, it looks like that part comes pretty easy. You know, this isn't a guy who's going to, you know, overwhelm you with his offensive skills. That's not going to happen. I see him as a potential top four, number four, second pairing, hard to play against type player. So, yeah, he's intriguing. It's funny, and I'm not sure if you guys disagree or agree, but most of the time when we talk about young defensemen, and for good reason, we're talking about offensive instincts. This guy seems like he's ahead of the curve defensively.
Right.
And I like that.
Well, that's for so many young defensemen, that's maybe the thing that takes the longest to come around,
right? It does. There's absolutely no question. Your ability to be able to defend people at the National Hockey League level is the most difficult part of playing that position. And it has been for a long time. It's going to continue to be. And, you know, I probably see the game a little different than some. But I do know this, gents, and Will, I don't think you disagree on this either. Your ability to shut down elite-level people is the difference most of the time between winning and losing.
Yep, no doubt about it. And very rarely do you get guys like, you know, Robin Regier or Carl Alsner are just two guys that come to mind right away.
Yes,
as
me
guys
too.
That came into the league and defensively they were put in that situation where they were shutting down elite level talent right from the get go. But it doesn't usually go like that for a 21 or 22 year old defenseman.
No, and he's only 19, and yeah. I think that's the part. So, you know, for people just tuning in, this is a project. It's going to take some time. I'm not saying he's going to come and blow us away at this camp. I just, when I think about prospects and guys that I'm excited about who I think could be a part of your future down the road, and remember, you know, on defense is one area I think we're probably the most excited about in some respects with this group as a whole, yeah. Not the rookie or the prospects, but I mean, you know, at the big level.
Yeah. Peter Labardius is with us as Hockey Central's underway this afternoon on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. And, you know, I think that, yeah, to expect Kuznetsov to make the big roster this year, no, that would be unrealistic. But to be excited about him and to have an eye on him at this prospects camp, this rookie camp, and in the two rookie games that we're going to be watching on Saturday and Monday, I'm completely with you. But it does transition into an interesting conversation about the blue line this year and what might be open on this blue line, because 8 players will enter camp on the blue line with one-way contracts, including Yusuf Alamaki and including Connor Mackey. The addition of Eric Goodbranson and the re-signing of Michael Stone adds to those one-way contracts as well. Where do you see, or do you see, an opening for a guy like Mackey this year, even knowing he's on a one-way contract?
Sure, I see an opening. But that opening will have to be earned. My guess is it doesn't happen overnight, but I do. I think there's an opportunity for someone like him to be sure. You know, and I think the other thing, 8 guys and they can't all play, and generally you carry 7, but remember, and I know you guys are more than well aware, and so is the whole world, A, you can never have enough NHL-ready defensemen who can play. And because of one word, gents, COVID, I still think it's really, really important. And we just don't know what's going to happen. And it's also a team that I think, as this season goes on, could be in a position maybe to go in some different directions. Let's face it, and I know you guys have talked about it, there's some big things that either get done or don't get done. This is a big year for this team in a lot of different ways, because as of right now, you know, we're not talking about a youth movement here. We're talking about more veterans and trying to grab a playoff spot and see where we go from there. So, you know, Pat, I've talked about this. Well, I've talked about this. You know, there's lots of guys on the defense that are intriguing. But if you're looking for 2 guys, not necessarily head-to-head, but would you not say that there's competition between Mackey and Valimaki?
Yep. Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to Connor when he signed his contract on the show, and the one thing we talked about, because you hear this all the time with young players, and that's, you know, spending time around pros, it's sometimes I think lost in the shuffle that when he was signed out of Minnesota State, he didn't play, but he was in the Edmonton bubble. He spent a lot of time with this team mm-hmm. this season, and it's pretty clear the organization values Connor Mackey, and every opportunity is going to be there for him. And like you said, he's got to take advantage of it. But Lou, I guess just for a young player who, you know, really hadn't been a pro until a year ago, you know, he talked about it, and I don't think it can be stated enough that, you know, how valuable it is for him to be spending as much time as he did. Even though he only got in 6 games, he pretty much has almost a year of being on an NHL team because he spent so much time around this club.
Well, I agree. And, well, I think what's also really important for a player coming out of college or coming out of junior is he didn't have any pro experience.
Yeah.
Prior to what you just documented. That's really, really important, both as a player and a person, to go through that and to experience it. And, you know, he had ups and downs and highs and lows, but he was used in every situation in Stockton, lots and lots of minutes, lots of different situations. You know, it was nice to see him score a goal at the end of the year with the Flames. He went to the World Championships. That's another experience to be around, you know, some good competition. So absolutely, this takes time. And if, you know, Pat asked me, well, right off the top about, well, how do you earn your way? I'll tell you how you earn your way. You become a very reliable, trustworthy, know what you're going to get from a person day in and day out.
Yeah.
And when you think about this coach, you know, the other advantage for everybody is there's no secrets. You know what you're dealing with, and you know what it's going to take. Now, can you go out and execute and do it?
Very small sample, only played the 6 games, and I was joking with him about a pandemic season, 5 of those 6 games against the Vancouver Canucks, and he's like, yeah, it'll be nice to see some other teams when I get that opportunity. But in those 6 games, Lou, what did you see from Connor Mackey?
Well, I like how he skates. He's got an edge to him. A matter of fact, you know, he not only walked the line, but he crossed the line at times, as you both know, penalty-wise. There's some poise there. Skating for me, Will, is probably right at the top. Now, where I think the next step for him is, and I've, you know, not only assessed it myself, but I've, you know, talked to the people who spend a lot of time around Stockton and, you know, the player personnel people. Now it's about being more assertive in the right times, not just physically, but, you know, making plays when they're there. You know, this game is so much about half second, where your stick is positioned. Like, it is so finite, the difference a lot of nights between being successful. So when I've watched him, there is a lot there to work with. There really is. And I think that, you know, Pat, I think you'd agree. I mean, that was pretty evident even in the bubble.
For sure.
To get ready to go to Edmonton. There's lots there. But being more assertive, trusting himself, just, again, reps.
The interesting thing on the Mackey front is, so he is, for this season, he is waiver exempt. So he can go to the American League because of time served and how much he's played pro hockey. He can go to the American League without needing waivers. Nobody else of those 8 one-way defensemen can do that. So it wouldn't surprise me if maybe he does start in the American League. But as we all know, injuries happen, and we all know things open up. I was telling the story yesterday, Lou, about TJ Brody, and I know you remember, but he made the team out of camp that first year and was that really nice story. He lasted a little bit, went back, and then the following year did not make the team out of camp. Started the year in the American League, and it wasn't until Anton Babchuk got hurt that he got called up in November and never looked back. And so I don't. If Mackey does not start the year on the NHL roster, I don't necessarily think that it means that, oh, well, he's not playing in the NHL this year. It could very well be a very temporary thing if that's the case.
Well, we just talked about reps, right?
Yeah.
And a guy who doesn't even have a full season of pro hockey at any level under his belt needs to play.
Yep.
You know, that is really, really important. They signed him, you know, for 2 years. There's defensemen in this group, whether it's Zadorov, whether it's Gudbranson, whether it's Stone, who are signed for one. So, you know, in the world, and it's how we look at the world, and the TJ Brody example, Pat, is a great one. It truly is. For young defensemen, it takes time. And I've seen lots of situations, you know, look at Yusuf Alamaki for a perfect example. You know, you can come up and play well and you're feeling good about yourself and everything can go well. But the truth is, it takes time. And that road for most young players, it's never smooth. It really isn't. It really is not.
No doubt. And I just, as we're having this conversation, I'm just going through the different permutations that you could see on the blue line, and The way it is, if with the eight guys they have right now, what really shapes up well is that we're talking about four right shots and four left shots. And it does, like, it would not surprise me if, you know, maybe Gudbranson and Stone, they don't play 82 each, but maybe they cycle in at different times on the right side. And, you know, maybe it does take a little time for Mackey to get in. Maybe come November, he's playing on a more regular basis and Valimaki moves up, because it's interesting to see, Will, the different permutations you could see on the back.
The thing for me is exactly what you just talked about, because at the end of the day, it's a business, right? And with Mackey being the only guy waiver exempt, unfortunately, he is the outside guy. But to your point, and Lou, you've talked about it, I think the greatest X factor is COVID. Certainly injuries will happen. They happen to every team, and we know how important it is to have the depth. So all those things are valid. And I think, you know, even if Mackey starts the year in Stockton, I don't think that's going to be a massive surprise, because I think we can all agree that there's probably a potential he does play. I wouldn't say a significant chunk barring injury, but he will play some games at some point. I just think when it's a business and you've got waivers, as I said to Pat last week, Lou, Valimaki's not a guy you're going to squeak through waivers. And unfortunately, you know, at the end of the day, teams value that and use it as a business. And as a result, if you're going to carry seven, you know, Mackey's the odd guy out.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the number seven, because the number seven matters. A Michael Stone, for an example, is probably a perfect seven.
Yeah, it's about Connor as good as you can get. Yeah.
Yep. Connor Mackey is not a seven. He needs to play.
Yeah. Same with Valimaki. So yep.
Yeah. So, you know, when you think about building your group and who's going to play where, you have to think about, obviously, and I'll use it, slotting. You have to think about experience. You have to think about business. You know, all of it. And, you know, who knows how things are going to go injury-wise. Who's going to play well together? Who isn't? And guys are probably going to have stretches where, like I said earlier, it goes great and then maybe it doesn't go so well. And then there's the other keyword, matchups. Well, against some teams, you know, you might feel a little more content with two young guys in your third pairing some nights. Maybe other games you won't.
Yep.
So, you know, and the other thing about this back end now is besides the left and right, you have some grit. You know, you can say, like, you can either be a Zadorov fan or not a Zadorov fan, and he's as intriguing a guy to me on this defense as anybody. Mm-hmm. He really is, where it goes. But he is no fun to play against. And Gudbranson, you know, asked Dylan Dubé about his first 8 seconds in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a different built defense that way too.
We when the rookie roster came out yesterday, I know that you and you yesterday dove in on some of the other names, Zeri, Pelche.
Yeah.
It's funny. Will and I had the conversation yesterday about, you know, are there any spots open for, whether it be those two guys, whether it be a Glenn Godden or an Adam Rozicka, who are not on this rookie roster and you know, I've now kind of graduated to that next level of prospect in the organization. And, you know, I kind of made the case for, I can see a world where this happens, or I can see a world where this and this player is on the opening day roster. But, you know, with Pitlick in and Lewis in and Richardson in and Coleman in, it definitely is going to be an uphill climb for guys like a Pelche or a Zeri or a Godden or a Rozicka. And whether you like that or not like that, we know that this head coach is a guy that has historically, throughout his entire Hall of Fame career, leaned on veterans. And for this season, I think just calling a fact, it's going to be harder for those guys to earn playing time, especially right off the bat.
Well, I think the situation you're in is right now, you know, we're talking about young people who have an opportunity to be part of the future. But, you know, Pat, the conversation for me isn't much different even in this scenario as it is when we talk about, you know, junior hockey and when guys should go back and when they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. go to the NHL when you're ready. You know, like, we're all in a hurry. And you know what? Would it be great to have, you know, a top five pick type talent that there was just no way you couldn't find a spot for him? And who knows? Maybe one of those two guys might be those guys. Maybe Adam Ruzicka is that guy. You know, Glenn's, I think we've got a pretty good idea about Glenn Gauden and where he might fit. But, you know, I wish, and it's on tape somewhere, but one thing about Daryl, and I don't discount this ever, if you're going to have a regular spot in the NHL, you're going to earn it.
Yep.
And you're going to be better, like, in his world, and I get it in a lot of ways because I believe in it. You're not getting the spot for free. If you can upseed somebody, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Yep.
But do you get more of the benefit of the doubt if you've done it for a long time?
For sure.
You do.
Yep.
And I think you should. Now, I think you should with the way this team is structured. That's different. And why it's different is, you know, we're not talking about a team that made a bunch of off-season moves and has said, okay, it's time to kind of retool or rebuild. That they haven't done that, have they?
No, they definitely haven't. Final point, and it kind of goes right into that. Last week, Will and I talked about, you know, how important a bounce back year is for Rasmus Anderson. And the obvious one is a bounce back year for Matthew Tkachuk. But I was listening to Jacob Markstrom on the Flames podcast, the Firestarter with Parks and Ryan Dietrich. And you know, he talked pretty at length about how upset he was about his season last year, how much of a chip on his shoulder the team has coming into this year, and specifically the chip on the shoulder that he has coming into this year. What are your expectations for Jacob Markstrom, knowing that he's a guy that was not happy with the way things went in his first year?
Well, I think there was a transition for him, you know, between the injury and he had to fight through some difficult weeks and some difficult weeks, you know, frankly, after Daryl took over the team. Pat, I'm such a big fan of this player because I just think he gives you so much and more than just saves, like way more. I think he's a culture piece. Mm-hmm. I think he hates losing. I think he's one of those guys that he's constantly challenging himself every day to be better. I love this guy. And so are my expectations high for him? Absolutely. But as you heard on that podcast, could you have higher expectations for himself than he does? Not a chance.
No, no chance.
That's him. He owns it. He tells the truth. He wants to be the best. He works as hard as anybody on the team at his craft. You can't give me enough guys like him. You just can't.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, we've got Jays baseball tomorrow afternoon. So
they're pretty hot.
They're doing all right, hey? They
if only they could hit the ball.
Man, the only person that's dined out more than them this summer is me.
That was good. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, every once in a while, you get one that you just weren't expecting. That was well done, Lou.
Thanks,
I like that.
Have a good afternoon.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, pal.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.